Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 in the DMV, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We're streaming live on the Odyssey app. You can take us on the go wherever you are. And you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network. We're brought to you by Crop Metcalf, official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just visit cropmetcalf.com to join their team. Quick shout out to Amanda over at Monumental Sports. She sent me just out of the blue. She was like, oh, I saw your wife teasing that Isabella was going to be on at 9 o'clock. And she sent me like the official, like monumental clip of our mock draft with my daughter being on TV.
Very nice. Good.
So that was very nice.
She nailed it. The Pats took Drake May.
That's right.
They did take Drake May. Right now we're opening up the phone lines at 800-636-1067. Your reaction to Jaden Daniels going number two. We can go around the room. I'll say, I like it. Don't love it. Cause I was in favor of them drafting Drake May over Jaden Daniels. The thing that scares me is what probably scares everybody. It just, because of the build, it just reminds you of RG3. And I know you have to separate it all and it's supposed to be different, but that does come into your mind. And I'm just worried that it'll get hurt. I don't know, based on like those Zachary Kruger stats, the sack percentage, the whatever the exact title of that.
Sack to pressure percentage.
And the go routes, there's just a couple of red flags there statistically that worry me. And I do think, you know, you brought up the Pro Football Focus grade yesterday, EB. I do think that Drake May's big time throws, there's a greater percentage of them than from Jaden Daniels. Now, a lot of people, including Adam Peters, we played the clip, say he was the best deep ball thrower. Now, he also had the best deep ball receivers. Drake, when I watch the film, it just jumps out at you how great he is. Now, who knows? Maybe he's not going to develop. People say he needs time. So I like it. Don't love it.
I love it. They potentially got the most talented quarterback in what appears to be a pretty loaded quarterback draft class. And this team hasn't had a guy throw for 30 touchdowns since Sonny Jurgensen. So they need a shot in the arm. They need a face of the franchise. And they got it with Jaden Daniels. And hopefully he stays upright and healthy. And he accounts for 30-plus touchdowns.
The other thing that worries me, and it shouldn't come into play. He was probably better, but Justin Fields was a great college player. Oh. And the whole running thing, it was just the innocent thing. When he said, I want to be the best running quarterback, better than Michael Vick, whatever, I just felt like he should have said, I want to be the best quarterback. And I just worry that he's a little focused on running too much. And Justin Fields was a great fantasy player. Like, if he ends up being like Justin Fields, that's going to be a huge disappointment.
Yeah, but apparently he's the opposite of that. That he may have said that, but I think you're interpreting it the wrong way. I think he's just saying, I want to be the best running quarterback, because that's what quarterbacks are these days. He said he wants to develop his passing. He knows he can run. He was really focused, and that's why he's had two quarterback coaches. He's had a quarterback coach since he was 10 years old. He wants to be great at throwing the football.
Yeah, I'm just telling you. Look, I said I like it. I think he's an unbelievable talent, an unbelievable season last year.
And also,
it just worries me, tainted by RG3 and Justin Fields, a little worried, nervous maybe that that's what he might become.
It's not an exact science where guys get picked, obviously, but Daniels went 2 overall.
Fields was not picked 2 overall. Like
he was very high, though.
Yeah, but he was like down to 10, 12 range.
Bears traded up to
like there's a big gap, talent gap between who gets picked 2 and who gets picked 12 most of the time.
True, but if Fields was coming out this year, he might go, you know, based on the year he had in his last year at Ohio State. All right, let's go to the calls.
What is your take? Because you were a May guy. So.
I'm a May guy. I never dislike Daniels. I mean, I hope that he works out because I'm very pro Dan Quinn. I'm pro Adam Peters. I'm hoping it all works out. I just thought May was the better quarterback and the better future play. But I think Daniels, I'm hoping he works out.
What
he clearly has the talent, both passing and running.
He makes us instantly competitive, and he makes us instantly exciting. I think he was the most explosive player in a draft. And whether he hits or not, who knows? I think he's in a good position. They're going to surround him with everybody. Adam said it yesterday. So I actually love it, and I think Sundays are going to be exciting again. I've actually I did a podcast yesterday with some of the guys. And I actually forgot we only won 4 games last year. Like, I just blocked it out.
That's how bad it was. Yeah.
We lost like 8 straight.
Well, there's a reason the Commanders are picking number 2. Yeah. Because they were terrible.
Yeah.
Roster was disintegrated under Ron. Right. Now they're starting to build it back up.
All right. Let's go. This seems like a lot of people are hating. A lot of people are nervous. Let's go to Dan. Dan, what's up, buddy?
Hey, guys. Just got to throw some cold water on this. I'm sorry. You know, the stats are 25% if he's pressured, he gets sacked. 25% if he's pressured, he takes off running. Highest scramble rate of any first, second round QB in 10 years. So half the time he's pressured, he's not going to throw. It's dead last in the FBS. He's in the company of Trey Lance, Justin Fields, Malik Willis. I just think this is a historic blunder. This is Heath Shuler. This is Chase Young. And I think we just gave multiple Lombardi trophies to New England. Frankly, I'm depressed and ashamed.
You don't trust Adam Peters and his leadership group at all when they've spent months.
He clearly doesn't.
Scouting Jaden Daniels.
I think they caved to some of the media pressure, and I think
you really think that?
Yes, I think that.
How would you
in
think
the
that?
Ashes, I think
these guys' lives depend on it. You think they care about those sloppy
DJs?
DJs and writers,
right? Yeah, yeah. Adam Peters does all the work.
Yeah.
You know, he had Drake May number 1, and then we hype up Jaden Daniels. He just,
you know, if Cakes influenced Adam Peters, he should be fired today.
I totally agree.
Although we did influence Ron. I know we did. Yeah. I know we influenced
Ron. He got fired.
Guys, yeah.
I think in the ashes of this, we're going to find out there was something with ownership. Thought this guy was the next Lamar, and he's not Lamar. I mean, Lamar averaged 130 yards a game.
Yeah, he's
rushing.
Not Lamar. Daniels, he's a better passer
Daniels
coming into the league than
like
Lamar was.
Well, we'll see, man.
I just think Lamar breaks the chart in terms of running, and I think Daniels is good, but no one's Lamar.
I don't think anybody thinks he's as good a runner as Lamar. But I do think he's a better passer coming into the league. I'm not going to say he's a better passer than Lamar today, but
I'm going to let Adam Peters and his group have 2 or 3 drafts and see how they work out. And then I'll start judging. I'm not going to judge him. He's made 1 pick so far. And it's a huge, important pick. There's no doubt.
Okay, but we're asking the listeners if you're excited about it. Clearly not everybody is.
Not excited.
Yeah. I don't know anything about Adam Peters other than what I see, but he sure doesn't strike me as a guy that's hanging on the words of sports radio dorks.
No, I don't think so.
Cliff Kingsbury, it couldn't be a more boring guy, but I know he doesn't listen to sports radio.
Peters, he's kind of boring too.
I'm sure they're aware of the pressure to sack rate. It is a red flag, but they obviously believe that they can overcome it.
Well, they can. Yeah, they can fix it. That's what coaches do. Yeah. They try and fix it.
Right. They'll make him better.
Zach Kruger, who we met in person at the Roadhouse premiere, he was the one who was sending you those stats and putting them up there. It is a red flag. That was one of Sam Howell's bugaboos. That when there was pressure, he took a lot of sacks in college.
Guys, right, but I think even Lamar was one of those guys who had a high pressure to sack rate in college, and it didn't stick with him. There are outliers. It's not a perfect stat. If it was a perfect stat, everybody would go by it.
Well,
let's go to Mike in Fairfax. But I like it, too. I think it's an interesting stat for sure. Mike, what's up, bud?
Hey, what's up, buddy? Great show as always, man.
Thanks.
Hey, I'm with the guy that was just on. He was really, really smart about the stats and everything. He kind of quoted all that. I was going to try to give a few of those, but he already did.
I am very concerned. Excited's not really the word. And I woke up and I'm nervous. I'm very nervous. I mean, I think you guys have kind of joked about it, but I think I still have post-traumatic stress from, you know, RG3 and the pre. So until
Robert
wins,
wasn't as good. Let's just get that.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't understand this. If Jaden gets if Jaden gets hurt, it's not like his arm is going to fall off, right? He can still throw the ball. Yeah. He's a competent passer.
Yeah,
it's not like a running back. The only thing he does is run.
Yeah, I actually think he's a better runner than Robert, and I think he's a better passer than Robert. He's a better player than Robert Griffin III.
Robert was very dependent on his legs.
Robert had a better arm.
Jane's legs are
for deep balls, but he wasn't particularly accurate.
No. I'm not going to praise his passing ability overall, which. You know, you mentioned
a nice spiral for
In terms of processing, he was good. He was good at running a read option, and when the linebackers all came up, and a guy, you know, Pierre Garçon was wide open, he could hit that guy.
Right,
and he maybe could throw the ball harder than Jaden Daniels,
Which is not important of a trait.
But look, like with all these guys, we have no idea. He could come in and he could be worse than RG3 was.
No, I'm saying coming into the pros.
I think it's similar. They both won the Heisman.
Robert had great stats. Robert had very similar statistics passing ball. He did.
I understand. Yeah. But I think he's a more complete passer than Robert. I think he processes better just by what we've seen. I think Robert is just a straight line guy as a runner who is dying. He's probably faster than Jaden, but I think Jaden's got more wiggle.
I don't know.
Just the notion that Jaden's career is over if he suffers an ACL injury. It's
guys
weird.
Get over ACLs all the time.
And it's not like he's going to stop throwing the ball. He's a very accomplished passer. And everyone just thinks the only thing Jaden can do is
run. I know, but I think what some fans are thinking was in Robert's last year at Baylor, he was a very accomplished passer, and he won the Heisman because of those numbers. It wasn't because of the rushing numbers. It was a combo, but his passing numbers were very good.
No, I know. It was because he threw a lot of deep balls, though.
Yeah.
He threw a lot of deep balls.
He threw a lot of deep balls,
I don't
His completion percentage was also very good.
Yeah, don't think he processes the way that Jaden
does.
That's
because we were able to see him in the pros decline.
Yes.
So, but if you're just comparing the guys coming out of college, you could see why some fans are
His last year at Baylor, he completed 72.4% of his passes. He threw for 37 touchdowns with only 6 picks. Yeah. It's very similar to Jaden.
And right away, they knew he couldn't see the whole field.
They knew that the Baylor route tree was very limited.
Yeah.
Well, that's what they're saying about Jaden Daniels.
Yeah, but they're also saying
they're not concerned about it because they took him at number 2.
Same thing they did with RG3.
Well, they feel like
it's very analogous.
In fact, didn't they trade up to get RG3? Didn't they trade up to 2?
They traded a lot to get up to number 2.
That's what I thought.
I think they were at 6 originally to move up to 2.
Listen, I liked Robert coming out. I thought Robert would have been, and I still maintain, unlike some people, that if he didn't get hurt and he ran the same offense, which maybe is incongruent, that he could have been successful for 7 or 8 years.
So you're saying that you think Jaden's processing is the same as RG3's coming out of college?
He doesn't think there's evidence that it's better.
No. If you're just basing it on the numbers, you can't say that Jaden's passing numbers were so much better because they clearly weren't. They were about equal, and they both won the Heisman.
We're not talking about the numbers. I'm talking about the processing.
Yeah,
when Orlovsky breaks down the film, and when Saban breaks down the film, that's the first thing they said was just how amazing his processing is.
Like
how
he can process,
how he can move from routes, how he was able to find the open person and cover 0 and read the blitz.
Because he was throwing deep balls to speedsters that were first round picks. I don't know why that's considered a flaw.
It's not.
Guys by 3 yards. And look, he's not going to have the same separation in the pros.
Well, what Logan Paulson was saying, is that it shows that maybe it's just a simple offense.
Sure. He's a smart enough kid. Like, if you give him a more complicated offense, I don't think he's just all of a sudden going to fall apart.
All I'm saying is the RG3 comparison at this point, it is apropos. And they are very analogous. He may ultimately be a better processor. We don't know. And at the time when RG3 was drafted, this is revisionist history. Nobody was saying he can't process.
At the time, you were jockeying.
He can do everything Andrew Luck can do.
Know, but you know who knew? Kyle and Mike. They knew.
I don't think anybody was saying
they knew.
Nobody was saying he could do everything Andrew Luck could do.
Yes, no, there were a lot of people
saying
that. I
thought he was bus-proof. No, I thought he was bus-proof.
At the time, there were a lot of people saying that.
A few people were. I thought he was going to be here for 15 years. Clearly a tier or two above Robert Griffin III. Now that's revisionist history. Uh-huh. Nobody had them neck and neck.
I don't remember that.
I
don't get how the person that calls him RG Screen is advocating for RG3's processing now.
He's all over the place.
Well, no, we'd have to, go back to 2011. At
the
time.
EB would tell you. Nobody, I remember having arguments on the show, and he said he can do everything
saying,
Andrew Luck can do.
Nobody was saying it's close between RG3 and Andrew Luck. Andrew Luck was unquestioned the number one overall pick. Nobody
all right,
was,
but we're not comparing
it wasn't even
those,
close.
All right, but we're not comparing those two. We're comparing RG3 to Daniels.
That's some revisionist history coming
over
there. I mean,
we have no idea. There could have been guys back in 2012 saying RG3's processing is great. We have no idea. It was 12 years ago.
All I know is Kyle and Mike didn't think it. I had no idea it was an issue.
I had
no idea.
I had the beholder.
Those guys right away said, no, you can't do this. You have to read half the field, and we're going to utilize your ability to run, and we're going to make this work right away.
They came up with a gimmicky, effective offense.
Effective offense for him.
Worked.
And then it all fell apart for 100 reasons.
Yeah.
But I think with Jaden, I do think that the guys that are breaking down the film, and even Peter's alluded to it, Peter said, even on just watching the tape, you could see him go from read one to read two to read three, throw it on time. I don't know that they were saying that about Ryan.
I'm going to trust Adam Peters breaking down the film over a guy calling in from Waldorf breaking down Jaden Daniels watching a few highlight clips.
All right, but hold on. Let's be fair. We're asking people if they like the pick, and then if they don't like the pick, we're killing them. I mean,
but like the guy, comes
on.
Up, the guy, the first caller comes up and says he's burying Adam Peters and Daniels before he's even taking a snap in the
pros. I'm not killing anybody.
He's just giving you his reasoning. I'm not saying he's correct, and I don't believe it's because Adam Peters was listening to Adam Schefter and said, you know,
I'm
we got to go with Daniels.
That's what I'm killing.
Yeah, but I mean, not everybody loves it.
Yeah.
All right. It's not going to be unanimous.
Coming up next, we'll hear from John Keim, ESPN.com, Washington Commanders insider.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back. Junkies come to you live on 106.7 The Fan. Join us right now on the BetQL Guest Hotline. Insider for ESPN.com covers the Commanders. It's our pal John Keim. Hey, John.
What up, guys? How are you?
So, John, they draft Jaden Daniels, which, you know what? Dan Quinn came on the show in February and called him a game changer, and a couple of us thought it jumped out at us.
Yep.
Tell us the whys. We heard Adam Peters talk about it. What were people saying as to why they chose him over somebody like Drake May?
So I think you have to go to him as a passer first, because I think if you didn't have that combo, we know the legs, right? I mean, that's part of the game-changing aspect to him is the legs. But if you don't have the other part, I think it's going to be hard to survive in the NFL. And I think that's where, you know, people felt he took a big jump as a passer. And when you watch him, he does a pretty good job with his mechanics, especially compared to the others. Feet and eyes matched up when he's going through his progressions, good quick release, you know, see and started to see the field very well and took a big jump as a passer. So I think that's in the mechanics of the position too, I think they liked as far as, you know, some pre and post snap changes. When I had talked to Dan Quinn at the owners meetings, I asked him, is it, you know, as a defensive coach, what, how do you view the quarterback search? Like, what are you looking for? And he's like, well, what I like to do as a defensive coach is change things post-snap. I mean, obviously, right? You want to confuse the quarterback. So naturally, what he's going to look for is a guy who can handle that well. And he felt like at the time, you know, he said that Daniels processed very well. And it's funny because when he said that, you put two and two together, it's like game changer, process as well. It's probably a wrap. But they did keep it quiet. I mean, as far as they're true. I mean, I'd say they keep it quiet. There was some of it, like you, when you talk to people, it was a little bit of a, you know, okay, this is what everybody thinks, but, you know, but Peters wasn't going to tell anybody in the media for sure. And the inner circle wasn't for sure.
Did you believe that when Peters said it was unanimous throughout the building and we knew for a while? I don't know necessarily believe that.
I think unanimous in the building, I don't know, because you'd have to talk to a lot of people.
Yeah.
I do know, like, it's for a while. So I go back to, like, January, and I remember somebody I talked to right around the time he was either hired or about to be hired, and their comment was, like, this guy told me, like, Adam loves Jaden Daniels.
Right.
Now, at the time, you also hear other things about other guys, too. So, but you file it away. So, but that's so early in the process, you're not going to think like he's going into it like that, because this is a group that wants to, just like we saw the coaching search, make sure you get everything and see everything and hear everything and then finalize the decision. So, but I don't know what the definition for him of a while is. He did say it would take a lot to knock him off. But I don't know how, like, is that, I don't know for him if that's a month, if that's 2 months. I don't think it goes back that far because you were still so early in the process. Unanimous, I don't know. Yeah. You know, and I'll tell you what, if it doesn't work out, we'll hear later that it wasn't. That's what I know for
sure.
That's
for sure. What about timetable here? I'm just assuming, and he made a point of saying, I'm just here to compete. But I'm assuming he's going to play week one, barring a catastrophic preseason. Yeah. Is that what you kind of assume too?
That's what I would assume. And so, again, going back through this process, and when you talk to people, whether even here or in the league, about him, that part of why they feel like he can come in and start right away compared to some others would be he's played a lot more games. So he has seen a lot more thrown at him. In college now, it's different going from college to the NFL, but you're also talking about what also resonates with teams is always the SEC. So he, you know, I know he didn't spend his whole career there, but he spent the 2 years there. So he had a lot thrown at him, gone through some adversity, transfers and all that. So I think you got a chance to see more of what he could handle. And then the legs give him that chance to come in and right away that if something's not there, well, you can still make a play. And so that's always why a lot of coaches, over the years, when you talk to them, like going back, you know, for a lot of guys, like that's why they can come in and make an immediate contribution. And, you know, so I think I would expect that. And when he says come in and compete, I don't know if, you know, I don't know if he means for the job or just come in and play hard. Right. I don't know. Because
I think
he's just
being humble is what I think.
Yeah, I think so. I think so too. I definitely think so too. I mean, you can't come out and say, I'm coming here to, you know,
take over the league or something.
Yeah, I'm coming here to dominate. You can't do that. And, you know, I think you want to come to a new locker room with some dose of humility as well. Yet having to take charge. I think that'll be the thing. I mean, he's an unassuming kid from everybody you talk to.
Yeah.
You know, hard worker and all that. But anyway, so yeah, I would expect him to come in and be the guy right away. It just, you know, wouldn't make sense otherwise. Mm-hmm.
John, have you been surprised at all about how tight-lipped Peters and the front office were leading up to this pick of Jaden Daniels? Or it's just, look, it's a new organization, new ownership. Things are being done differently, obviously, under Adam Peters and this group. It's tough to get information out of them.
Yes. Yeah, it was. And I'm not surprised. Well, I say, you know, that's what you heard with him coming in, but we've heard that before. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't always play out that way. So I can't say I'm too surprised. Like, even during the coaching search, again, like, they were pretty tight-lipped then, too. That's why when there's all sorts of rumors out there, it's like, I think they kind of like, well, where is this coming from? It's not coming from here. So I'm not all that surprised just because they showed during that part that they could keep it like that. And then you also have others here who, you know, you want to abide by your new boss because you want to keep your job. So 2 + 2 = 4 in this one, and that because of that, right? So not overly surprised.
So were you surprised that they didn't trade back into the first round to snag a tackle, which a lot of people were saying they might do, and to move back into the first round?
A little bit, yes, because they need to get a guy. I'm not sure how firm an opportunity they had to do that. The one thing that I would say, there are some tackles, and the guy's the name I keep throwing out there, and I don't know if he'll be there when they pick or if they would pick him, but a guy like Roger Rosengarten is a guy who's still out there. He did come in for a visit. He's a guy that, you know, I'd heard that this team liked him, heard that, you know, some other teams liked him, obviously. And he's kind of got a wide range. Like, some people projected him to go, you know, into the third. Others have him higher. Mm-hmm. And so, but he's a guy who's there, he's a right tackle at Washington, but Michael Penix lefty. So, and teams feel, there are definitely teams that feel he could play on the left side. So if they're eyeing a guy like that, maybe they think that he would be there. So that, and then, you know, when you comes to this team, obviously uses analytics a lot. And by the way, like, I know, like, some people, like, I thought they, you know, for the quarterbacks, like, it doesn't mean they just take a player based on, you know, some analytics. It means that, you know, roster building and trades and all that, you analyze it through that lens, and the analytics say, you know, trading up is not always a good thing. So it could just be that, you know, unless the value is there, yeah, I can do it. And I don't know, like, that's my own, like, 2 cents on it. But
who knows?
Yeah, no, I don't know how hard.
Yeah, he said they made a few phone calls.
Yeah, they make phone calls. Sometimes teams are just asking for too much. You say it's not worth it.
That's right, exactly. And then it's like, so that's why I say, like, it's everybody wants to do that, and right. You know, it's just like when everybody wants to move back, but you have to have two.
Easier said than done.
Exactly, and I know, like, even for the first pick, for their second overall pick, there was never, in their minds, there was never a chance that they were going to trade out of that.
Right.
So,
right.
Yeah, but yeah, they still need one. We still know they need a left tackle.
They definitely need one.
Yep. We're joined by John Keim, covers the Commanders for ESPN.com. So 23 of the 32 first-round picks were offensive players. So
yeah.
If Peters and company want a defensive player or even two at 36 and 40, they're going to have a lot of great options early in round two.
Yeah, and listen, that, you know, in addition to left tackle, they would clearly like to come out of here with an edge rusher and a corner too, obviously. So I think those are two spots where there's still some guys out there that could help them. And then beyond that, I think tight end is another one, but it may be that, you know, you have some premium guys there, or guys at premium spots that you can get in the second round. I mean, it'd be kind of hard to pass up, but yeah, you know, I know, like, they signed three defensive ends in free agency. Two of them have 1-year deals, but they definitely, I mean, they clearly had some interest in that position based on who they brought in for visits, et cetera. So, you know, that would be one to watch. Corner's another one to watch in addition to left tackle.
So if they don't trade any of their draft picks tonight, they'll have five more players because they have two twos three threes, correct?
It's going to be a busy night tonight, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And like you mentioned, there are some corners out there, the kid from Iowa, DeGene. You got the kid Lassiter from Georgia, the kid McKinstry.
I wouldn't be shocked if they take a corner with that first pick because that kid.
I wouldn't either.
Some had him going like 8 or 9, or at least he was rated that high.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I wouldn't either. And plus, you know, because when you look at their the way they want to play their coverage schemes, like, you need more guys there who can do that. And, you know, they were looking at the guys that came in for visits too, were all like bigger corners, you know, 6'2" types. So, you know, they want to play a little bit more man, et cetera. So you need to, I think, bolster that group for sure. And if there are some guys there, it's like, it's kind of working out in their favor that some of these guys are getting pushed out in a big way.
Did they bring in the kid, Jatavion Sanders, the tight end from Texas? They bring him in?
They did. They yeah. did. I'm not sure that he'd be – I'm not sure that – I think like a guy like Wiley, maybe Theo Johnson, might be more options. That's just a sense. But okay. We'll see. Right. Yeah.
So tackle and defensive back, receivers. Still some decent receivers, especially with speed.
They could literally pick anybody.
Yeah.
Listen, and that's what with the three Pistons that come around. I mean, his receiver class is very deep, and that's another spot you would think that they could address here. But yeah, I mean, that's one.
Any
sure.
of them you like? Any of the receivers that you like that are still out there?
In that area, I'll be honest, man. I spend so much time focusing on quarterbacks that my opinion is based off, or my thoughts would be based off too much on others' opinions. So
yeah.
I haven't dug deep into that group because, you know, while they need it, you know, I think some of the other spots, the tackles are a bigger deal, obviously. And so, yeah, I kind of punted on that one for this spring.
All right, John, we'll get ready for another busy night as the Commanders have two early picks at 36 and 40. Thanks for the time, man. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thanks, guys.
Yep.
Thanks, buddy.
John Keim covers the Commanders for ESPN.com. Don't forget, coming up at 8, we'll be joined by John Feinstein. Right now, caller number 10 at 800-636-1067. You're going to score two tickets to see Aerosmith's Peace Out Farewell Tour with the Black Crowes Tuesday, October 8th at Capital One Arena. Tickets are on sale now. For tickets and more event info, visit thefandc.com/events. Tickets are courtesy of Live Nation. 10th caller right now wins. We'll be right back.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Back. Don't forget, coming up later on the show today, John Feinstein will join us at 8, as he does every Friday, and we'll be joined by Ross Tucker, NFL insider for Odyssey Sports. He'll be on the show at 8:20.
All right, Jaden Daniels is here. What do you expect from him in year one, Cakes?
I mean,
putting you on the spot.
When he's barely slipped on his jersey. I don't know if I'm ready to answer that. I'm supposed to give you a stat line for year one, or are you just talking about like how many games he's starting? What are we talking about here?
Well, first of all, you have no idea. You hope that he's ready to start week one, but what if he struggles in camp and Quinn and Kingsbury go, you know what, let's start Mariota for a couple games, ease into it a little bit.
Personally, I'd be pretty disappointed if he's not starting week one.
I would be too,
yeah.
But you just never know.
I put it this way.
And then he's got to stay healthy, especially if he's a running quarterback. He's got to stay healthy for those.
I'll give you an answer to this question. I think he's going to put up a few more touchdowns than Howell and a few less interceptions. But I don't think it's going to be markedly different.
So last year, C.J. Stroud obviously had an unbelievable season. He finished with 23 touchdowns with just 5 picks. But I went back and looked at the last few drafts and the top guys who were selected. Joe Burrow's rookie season, he only played in 10 games, 13 touchdowns with 5 picks. Justin Herbert, year one, and I put up this clip on Junk's Radio on X. Ron Rivera went on Keyshawn Johnson's podcast, forget what it's called, and he said he has no regrets for drafting Chase Young over Justin Herbert, but then later on says, well, hindsight, Justin Herbert is a guy who's really good. Justin Herbert, 31 touchdowns with just 10 picks as a rookie.
Mm-hmm.
Trevor Lawrence the next year, maybe give him a pass because it's Urban Meyer. Top pick, 12 touchdowns, 17 picks.
Yeah, he really struggled.
So struggled. The next year was the Kenny Pickett draft. Almost, I didn't even really look into that.
Bryce Young clearly struggled.
And then Bryce Young, I think, had 11 touchdowns with 10 picks.
All right, based on a brand new offensive coordinator who's, you know, who's been a coordinator in this league before, known for high potent offenses, worked with running quarterbacks, based on Jaden's experience and everything, I'm going to say 25 and 15 touchdown to interception.
That's pretty aggressive.
Yeah, 25 to 15, but it's not like. Still not 30. It's not 35. Yeah. It's not anything crazy.
I'm going to go a little better than that.
Rushing touchdowns. Yeah, 25 to 15, go, and then, I don't know, rushing, maybe 6 or 8. I don't know. I have no idea.
I think 6 to 8 is probably the floor.
Like I'm going to go.
He could have double-digit rushing touchdowns if he plays in 16 or 17 games.
Yeah, I guess
games.
He could. 25 passing.
If he's
passing,
healthy.
I mean,
25
if he has 20,
passing is aggressive.
That's aggressive.
But
really
I'm giving
aggressive.
Him 15 picks, you know, almost won a game.
I would hope that he's combined somewhere in the mid-20s.
I'm going to go lower than that. I'm going to go 22 touchdowns with 10 picks and 7 rushing touchdowns.
Yeah,
so combined 29.
If he counts for 30 total touchdowns and limits his picks to 12 to 15, great rookie
campaign.
Well,
that's a great. Of course it is.
Great rookie season.
But I do think he will be a week one starter. Drake may not be a week one starter. Here's what Bill Belichick said yesterday about Drake May, who was selected by his former team, the New England Patriots.
Again, he's going to need some work in reading defenses, reading coverages.
He comes with reps.
He's quick to come off the receiver here. If he frees it right there, Foxy, just back a little bit.
Not a bad Foxy.
Right here in the middle, like this.
Play.
Just a little bit right there. That's as open as they're going to get in the NFL, but I'm just telling you, like, they're not going to get open by, like, 8 yards in the NFL, so just you got to deliver it in there. He's kind of quick to bail out of the pocket, and, you know, he's going to have to hang in there a little bit longer, I think, and find those receivers.
To be fair, I watched him do this on Jaden Daniels, and he did an almost identical clip of he didn't go to the right guy. Like, I'm on the Jaden Daniels one, he goes, here's a 3x3. So three defenders against three receivers, and here's a 2x3. He goes to he explains how he went to the wrong read, and there's a guy open on the side, which he didn't go to. So I don't know if that was kind of the formatting, because that's what they point out there with Drake May. The interesting thing is I told EB during the break, I saw this thing yesterday of C.J. Stroud, who had this great rookie season. And I guess C.J. Stroud was looking at film. I don't know if he has a podcast or he's part of a podcast. I don't know.
I'm sure he does. Everybody does.
His opinion was Drake May was the best processor of all the prospects, and he loved his arm the best. Over Caleb Williams, over Jaden Daniels.
Well, I do love
so these guys are going
to
be compared relentlessly. All six of these guys, the fact that six guys were drafted – I think Bo Nix has a chance to be successful just because he's in Sean Payton's offense.
Yep,
possibly.
And he's played a ton of college
football.
It's
about fit.
I do think, you know, I didn't watch a ton. Drab probably watched the most Bo Nix. The one I remember, because I had him on my college fantasy team, and we made it to the championship, and I need Bo Nix to put up numbers, which he did. Throws a lot of sideways passes, like just a lot of like quick, boop. Because their athletes are so good.
That's what they're asking for. And by the way, were the Raiders just completely asleep at the wheel? Did they not see what was happening in front of them? Like they
might be more happy with Aiden O'Connell.
They had to be thrown,
and they have Minshew, right?
They have Minshew, but they had
to
be
thrown
by Penix going 8 to the Falcons. Everybody was taken aback by that.
Yeah.
But then when they see that, they're not going to spring into action and try to vault in front of the teams that they know are going to pick quarterbacks in front of them. Like the Broncos, like the Vikings.
But maybe they felt like they don't want to reach.
I guess.
They clearly didn't want to reach.
Now, I think they get a good consolation prize in Brock Bowers, but they just drafted a tight end last year.
And we have no idea if they tried to move up.
Yeah, we don't know.
Next year, though, it's hard to project on Jaden. Drake May, maybe he's going to sit. I think Caleb Williams is going to have a bomb year.
Well,
he's so set up for success.
He's got weapons.
They're ridiculous for a rookie.
See, that's the thing I worry about with May. If he may sit for a month or who knows, maybe longer, but he just doesn't have the overall weapons that
they got nothing.
Caleb has, that Daniels is going to have, that J.J. McCarthy's going to have.
Yeah, but he's got the missile to throw guys open.
True. I'm just saying, look, this is the NFL. I mean, it's like Belichick said. I mean, the DBs are so much better than what he faced in college. You got to have weapons on the outside.
If Williams stays healthy, I still can't believe the Bears have never had a quarterback throw for 4,000 plus yards,
or 30 touchdowns
in their history.
Yeah,
we barely like he's gonna have.
He should shatter that record.
He's gonna have a bomb. I think he's gonna have a bomb year a la C.J. Stroud.
Yeah, I mean.
He's set up for success.
They picked Adunze at 9 to pair with DJ Moore.
He's their number three receiver.
And Keenan Allen.
He's got weapons.
I want to get back to what JP said.
He's got a good RB.
About Jaden and Belichick. I would just, my pushback would be, because I'm defending him now, he's my guy, right? My pushback would be Belichick doesn't know what his read is per se, right? Because he didn't call the play. He doesn't know. I saw Kurt Warner do an evaluation of Jaden, and he would criticize some of the reads, but the way he described it as, he said, I was taught to read the I might be getting this wrong, but he's like, outside in. They're teaching him. He said, I don't know why, to go inside out. He said, so my read would have been this, but clearly they're teaching him to do this. Mm-hmm. So we just don't know exactly. It's possible. I'm sure that Jaden misreads, and maybe Bill identified one of them. But I know Warner broke it down and said he was taught to read a certain way, which is different than the way he liked to read. So.
And at this point, I don't care what his LSU offense was like. I care what he does in the Cliff Kingsbury offense, how he adapts to that.
Well, I just want him to be able to make the reads. I think that's the single most important quality for me. All right, let's go to Scott in Baltimore. Scott, what's up?
Hey, guys. It's a long time. Hope you guys are all well. That first caller, Waldorf, I don't know if – what did Tommy Boy say? Guaranteeing the box, Tooth Fairy, sniffing glue or something. But anyway, I'm so excited about Jaden Daniels. I was relieved. I was relieved because I've watched a lot. I've spent a lot of time the last month, crazy time, right? We all have. And like Drake May, I go to Kurt Warner. He clearly thought Jaden Daniels reads the defenses. And I got to go. I know you guys have a lot of calls and love the show. And I'll be back in touch more soon. But I'll leave it here.
Yeah,
I got to go. And merch prior. You guys will do better on the college stuff than me. But versus
are you drinking? Are you drinking for real?
I think he's just got shaky voice, nervous.
Are you drinking, Scott?
No, I'm just so excited.
Are you just
so
nervous?
For Jaden Daniels.
Yeah, he's pumped.
Okay. All right, go ahead.
He's nervous, man.
Go ahead.
Nervous.
You can finish your thought.
Oh no! I actually was up late watching the draft stuff. I don't think there are
any more thoughts.
I'm with you. I think these thoughts are empty.
Let me finish.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
Okay. You know, I was gonna say. No, I think really.
You know what? I missed the very beginning of your call. Can you start over?
Start over from the beginning.
Calm down and start over from the beginning.
Scott, Baltimore. What's up, man? How you doing?
Hey guys,
good. I haven't done that in a long time. It's cathartic.
He's a nice guy.
Very nice guy.
He's, nice guy. He's just tired.
I mean, his brain is just scrambled eggs.
He's tired.
Do you care to hear PFF's grades of the quarterbacks?
Sure.
I'll just give you the quarterbacks.
Go ahead.
Sure.
So they go through all the picks, all 32 picks, and they give a pick grade for the Chicago Bears and Caleb Williams. Pick very good.
By the way, for us, they can't give
us what the grade is.
They can't
good.
Give us an A because they had Jaden Daniels ranked 21 on their board.
No, they have very good. I'm going to save Jaden for last. So Chicago Bears, very good. New England Patriots, Drake May, pick very good. So then you go down to the Falcons.
Penix.
Pick of Penix, below average. Then you go to the Vikings, J.J. McCarthy, average. Denver Broncos, Bo Nix, below average. And at number two, the Washington Commanders, they say average.
Ooh.
What they said was Daniels.
Like you said, they had him ranked 21.
Yeah, Daniels, man. They say, was QB3 behind Drake May on both the PFF big board and the consensus big board, but the new regime in Washington takes him at number 2 overall. Daniels does make sense as a theoretical fit in a Cliff Kingsbury spread to run offense that will allow Daniels to add on in the run game and get the ball out to players in space. Coming up next, it's Fridays with Feinstein. Don't go anywhere.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.